We're in the midst of a moderately severe flu season. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And in California, about 70 people have died, more than 10 times the number of deaths compared to this time last year. That's according to the LA Times. Pharmacies there are running out of flu medicines, and emergency rooms are so crowded that some ambulances don't have anywhere to leave patients. Dr. Dave Feldman is chairman and medical director at the emergency department at the Good Samaritan Hospital in San Jose. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, the CDC says moderately severe, but the facts around flu in California right now makes me think that that's kind of lowballing it. Is it moderately severe, or are you seeing something worse there?
Well, I'll defer that definition to the CDC, but I can tell you for our experience in my emergency department and the hospitals in our area, we certainly are seeing record numbers of patients come to our hospital. In fact, in my hospital, my emergency department, we're seeing records of patient volumes set almost every day. So we're certainly seeing a record season for us.
Well, I understand that in order to try and stem the tide, for lack of a better term, that the hospital is taking some steps to prevent the spread of flu, such as no longer allowing visitors under the age of 16. Can you explain why?
Oh, yes. We have a flu season temporary visitor restriction that we put in place depending on the severity and the volume of the winter season every year. And so this year we've put that in place again. And so patients under the age of 16 are restricted from coming to the hospital unless they're seeking care themselves with a parent. That's to protect the child as well as the patients that we have at the hospital, because if they're well and they come to the hospital, they only expose themselves to possibly getting sick.
Mm. Well, here's the obvious and perhaps most important question. Why do you think the flu season is worse than usual right now in California?
Oh, that is a great question. Part of it is there are reports about the flu vaccine not matching up to a certain type of influenza A as well as it had done in the past, although if you refer to the CDC, it's about 40% effective this given year. Other parts of the world, maybe as low as 10%, such as in Australia. But you know, it's a combination of flu becoming more of a global issue with people traveling and more access to different parts of the planet, as well as we're just seeing a busy season.
Well, so, but from what I understand, even though perhaps the vaccine may not be as effective as in years past, that people are still encouraged to get vaccinated.
Oh, absolutely. Vaccination is still very important and the best step we can take to prevent flu from not only from you getting the flu, but even if you do get the flu, the severity of the symptoms are much less. So I often will hear from my patients that, you know, I got the flu vaccine, why am I getting the flu and feeling discouraged? But they still did themselves a tremendous defense for their own health because the intensity of the symptoms and the duration of the symptoms can be much less. So there's still a lot of benefit. And the new vaccine that protects against four different types of influenza, you may get one subtype, but it protects you from getting the other, you know, one of those other four, because patients can get sick with multiple types of influenza. The ones who are the most sick are the ones who often get two types of flu, not just one. So the vaccine still has tremendous benefit.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Dave Feldman is chairman and medical director at the emergency department at the Good Samaritan Hospital in San Jose. Dr. Feldman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.